news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Wanna live faster, faster. I got what you asked for. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. You ain't that shy, baby. Don't be acting bashful. Hands all in it like I'm picking out a raffle.
And we are live on the air across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media. Welcome everybody to the Fastlane post show. I am AA being joined by Surfer.
Hey.
And Rage. And Tony C will be joining us in just a second. Tony, if you're listening, go ahead and call in. I know where you tried calling in while I was in the process of setting up here. Well, Fastlane is in the books. All said and done. And here we are. The road to WrestleMania is upon us.
I have to point out, Tony C was wrong. Very wrong tonight. He thought that this was going to be the pay-per-view where all the black wrestlers came out. Mm-hmm. They were nowhere to be found.
So what do you guys think?
I thought early on in the show, it was boring, I'll be honest. It was really boring until you got to probably like the second half of the show, you know, the second hour and a half. But it was all right. I ain't gonna bash it too much. It was all right.
Well, what do you guys think of what happened in the main event?
Oh my God!
I thought Roman Reigns was going to win. I mean, they were just setting everybody up for heartbreak.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, this was yet another fuck you to the IWC. Really?
Not really. You think everything involves the IWC? You know.
I find it odd that that people. You know, they come alive for the guy that they booed out the door at the Royal Rumble, but you know, some wrestling fans are you know, they contradict themselves nowadays anyway, so whatever.
Please, wrestling fans are some of the worst human beings on the face of the earth because they are two-faced, they don't know how to make up their mind, they are
extremely two-faced.
So, you know, you know what, if the IWC, as you put it, even though then it doesn't really involve the IWC,
they showed their asses tonight, let's put it that way. They just showed their asses.
954-889-7268, AA the Rant, all one word on Skype.
I don't think it was a boring pay-per-view, but I don't think they put a lot of effort into it either.
You know what? That's probably the best analogy. That's probably the best analogy for this. There were some good parts. There were some good parts, but good parts is not, you know, is not enough.
So I told Ray this earlier when he called me. Like, I think he was more reacting to the way that the crowd was pretty much dead, and that's what made it seem boring to him.
I wasn't reacting to the crowd. I was really looking at, you know, I was looking at the match.
I'd go with
and
boring.
It wasn't boring.
Surfer, I would go with boring. There were some moments during this pay-per-view that they were just, it was boring.
Sleep at the wheel.
I think WWE kind of just they're going to leave everything for tomorrow. That's what I think, to be honest with you.
So they phoned it. They just phoned this one in?
That's what I think. And it makes absolutely no sense. You know, they were in Memphis tonight. They could have taken full advantage of being in Memphis. It was a hot. It's a hot city. It's a wrestling hotbed. You know? No, it doesn't make sense to me.
Again, I'm not saying this whole show was boring, but the first half of it was pretty boring. Up until the Sting Triple H part of the show.
We have not been still on the air. Here we go.
They're still not saying much.
Anyways, sorry about that for anybody that was listening and missed everything that we were just talking about. But 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. I'm a little frazzled because I was like, you know, a little out of it. But hey, let's talk about what happened though during the rest of the pay per view. And you know, I don't know. It all started with the 6-man tag team match, and the match was fairly slow. I mean,
exactly.
It really didn't do anything with the six competitors. But then again, you know, considering that four of them, you know, tend to be asleep at the wheel anyway when they're in a match. You know, they yeah.
Part of the problem is Rowan and Ziggler and Ryback. They just don't fit.
Right.
Nope.
It's the team, like they don't seem like they would hang out or want to work.
If anything, good.
And so that's why I wasn't surprised that the Authority was going to go over, because Rowan, when the last time he got a victory, he's just a jobber without the title, and you know whatever steam Ryberg had, he lost it a long time ago, and that's just Ziggler. And I know Ray's being held down, but
this match really set him back.
No, because we'll have a big match at WrestleMania. You'll see.
And with that, we bring on Tony C.
Yo.
They're talking about him and Brian, aren't they?
Who we beating down tonight? It was all around good night, I take. That's my takeaway from it. Yeah.
You think it was a good night, huh, Tony?
Well, it's better than Mania going to be. You got Brock and Reigns, and God, I hope he re-signs. Oh my God. If he don't re-sign, that's what I was thinking. Once he hit that spear at the end, I'm like, he has to re-sign with them, because no one cared about him the whole match. All you heard was yes, yes, yes. And nobody cares about Roman Reigns. For some reason, I don't know why they pushing them to the moon.
Nobody gives it. But while you say that, a lot of people were cheering for his ass when he won. But these are yet the same people who booed and, you know, got butthurt when he won the Royal Rumble. Yeah, I know.
They don't know what they want. That's why, until they figure out with that title, they need to put it on Brock, keep it on Lesnar. Keep it moving.
At this point, you need to keep it on Lesnar.
But I want a champion that's going to fight more than three times a year, though.
If you put it on Reigns, you're going to get the same sort of reaction as when Magnus was TNH. You're going to get crickets. You're going to get boos and crickets.
That's true, that ain't true.
Around the same thing. Around the same thing, but.
First of all, everybody was loving Reigns. It's just that, for you know, everybody thinks that because Daniel Bryan came back, he automatically should go to the top of the class. And when they didn't get that, everybody wanted to turn on Reigns.
I don't think people are mad at that, Surfer.
Yes, they are.
I don't think
so. Bottom line of it is, nobody care. They don't care about that to the extent that he's over. they care more about Sandow than they do Roman Reigns. If you listen
exactly.
to the universe, Sandow should be in the main event versus Brock Lesnar, not Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is there because of his look, period.
And it's not even a
period.
It's not even a great look either, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
His he caters to the women. Come on, Double A, really? He does cater to the women. I mean, seriously, what guy have you heard? I mean, okay, you went to SmackDown on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Roman Reigns was there.
Yeah.
Now you are around men, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear any men, you know, really cheering for Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
When he came out?
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, I said yes, I did. The point
really?
Is, no. Listen. This is what you got to understand, Rage. Nothing WWE does caters to women, and I'm gonna tell you why. They don't necessarily. They're not the ones. That really are, you know, there to buy the merch and things. I mean, okay, there are some, but let's be honest. You only need a handful of women to get that loud shrieking yell, and it can be loud enough to be heard on television. That's why you got the John Cena's and the Randy Orton's and the Roman Reigns, and whenever Cena takes his shirt off, there's that. You know, it's just loud enough that you can hear it on TV, and it makes it sound like there's 20,000 women in the crowd. I think with the issue with Roman, you know, it's just, Roman, okay, he's not an ogre. He doesn't look like a he doesn't look like Bastion Booger, but in reality, he's not. He doesn't look like Cena. He doesn't have the body of John Cena. He doesn't look like Randy Orton, and he doesn't have the charisma. He doesn't have the physical ability, or the in ring skill of those two guys.
Exactly.
So the point with Roman is that I think they're just pushing Roman. For the sake of, we're going to push Roman because, I don't know, Vince had an off day when he saw Roman and said, boy, this guy's going to be it. And maybe now he's just biting his tongue and be like, well, I can't go back on my word.
And Pastor said he disagreed with me. Well, I want you to make an argument for Roman Reigns that's going to put us wrestling mass in seats. Because it's overkill of the hero character. So he's going to be on your TV every week doing the Superman punch spear, Superman punch spear, Superman punch spear.
Talk about the five,
for the next three.
The five moves of doom. I mean, this is going to be the two moves of nothing.
For 300, however long they keep him at the top of the card.
Exactly.
And that's at least through what, SummerSlam?
Uh-huh.
So, you may be loving it now, but
listen,
by what?
Money
in the bank.
I'm over the point of WWE deciding that Roman Reigns should main event WrestleMania. I'm over that already. You know, Matt says he likes Roman's piercing blue eyes. I will tell you this. If you notice, this is just me making an observation, and I think I've said this before. A lot of wrestlers today, especially the ones that look like Roman and John Cena, all have blue eyes.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
Roman.
Just...
Roman has those blue eyes. Like, if you ever seen the movie Underworld, he has those kind of blue eyes, lichen vampire blue eyes.
You want my opinion? You want my opinion? WWE's bottom has a. Has stock in the blue contact business.
And the
You really believe that?
With that, we say hello to Mr. Lee Champion.
What's up?
And wait, can I not to veer off on off subject here? But I believe this is the first time I think Lady Gaga has ever done a performance looking normal. That's all I can say.
She looked normal on Monday.
She's performing at the Oscars right now, too. So I guess something from Sound of Music. But anyway.
They have musical performances at the Oscars? I didn't know that.
What do you think 3-6 Mafia was?
Have you
the songs that are nominated for Best Song, Rage.
Rage, have you watched the Oscars at all in the last 50 years?
Nope. I don't watch the Oscars.
Then why the hell would you make a comment like
that? On the Stevie Wonder stuff.
I always thought that award show was like a little too white and a little too like let's say a little too regal for performances.
All right. Well, anyways, we're not going to talk about the Oscars. Lee, what did you think about this pay per view?
I didn't really see a lot of it, and I dozed off because I was going to sleep, and I ended up waking up because I went to sleep early.
I
didn't catch the last match. And I will say this, I know it's not popular from listening to the call, but I'm fine with the result. And the reason being is this, a lot of people don't know what they want. And I just feel like, you know, a year ago, everybody was complaining about, you know, why is Batista going? And, you know, WWE not developing or trying to get anybody new. What happens if John Cena leaves and CM Punk leaves? There's nobody in the main event but Randy Orton. You know, and then everybody wanted Roman Reigns to win when he was the last person in the ring besides Batista. Everybody was cheering for him. A Roman Reigns that was not ready at that time. You know, he's no more ready than he is now. And everybody wanted him to win. And then afterwards, everybody knew this day was going to come when he was going to win. And, you know, there are certain wrestlers like John Cena. The reason why I think John Cena gets held for is because John Cena's been wrestling for over 10 years. And he's still doing the same moveset.
Yeah.
I mean, he may add something here and there, but for the most part, he does the same thing. To the point now, you know, it's kind of like, wow, you know, he did. But with this dude, worked his ass off tonight.
You know,
Roman Reigns wrestled tonight.
You know, the thing
And then, you know, I mean, it's like surface said, it's true. A lot of people felt like Daniel Bryan would come back and he was going to go straight to the top. If Daniel Bryan stayed after he won last year, he had one of those, and part of it's not his fault, but even before he left, he had one of the worst setups for a championship reign. It was horrible for that little bit of time that he did have. Had him running and just getting embarrassed by Kane. Even when he came back, more Kane. From the time he teamed up with Kane all the way until recently, he's like the only person. If they ever do a Greatest Feud DVD, him and Kane have probably wrestled as many times as Ric Flair has wrestled Ricky Steamboat. It's ridiculous how many times that Daniel Bryan has wrestled Kane. And it's just, you know, I mean, now let's just see what happens. I mean, I think one of the biggest things why people are pissed is because Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble. If he had gotten his title shot any other way, people wouldn't have been as mad. Like I said, Miz went to WrestleMania 27. He didn't even get that much hate. Nobody gave a damn about Miz. Everybody was like, oh, there's no way Miz is going to take that championship in the WrestleMania 27. And Miz not only went to WrestleMania 27 with it, he walked out with it. So,
with the help of The Rock.
Yeah.
It don't matter. He walked out. But all I'm saying is, you know,
that was more, but
it's
going to
happen. If somebody asked me personally who I felt like, and it doesn't really matter, it's just my thoughts, who I felt like could have had a great build from last year's WrestleMania all the way up to today, it would have been Cesaro. Cesaro had that strength that could match Brock Lesnar, and he has the experience. He had all of that if he was booked correctly. But no matter what they did with Cesaro in the last 3 or 4 months, you know, when Brock was the first one, I was like, the only person that's really believable that would have that skill that could, you know, really go in and handle Brock Lesnar and take it would have been, as far as I'm concerned, Antonio Cesaro. They didn't want to go that route. So now we have Roman Reigns. So I gave my case on that. The second part is I don't feel comfortable
seeing Brock Lesnar as unsafe as he is with a guy in the ring with a surgically repaired neck. It made zero sense to me at all. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense. So I think that, you know, when you take all those things into consideration, just go ahead and let him have that match. And who knows, after Roman Reigns, if he does win, and they want to go that route, he's going to need some opponents. And Daniel Bryan might be the first one. You know, there's a whole different, different set of wrestlers who are going to get championship matches now. Because the fact of the matter is, as long as Brock Lesnar has the championship, he's only going to wrestle. I mean, he's only, since what, SummerSlam, how many people have gotten shots? And people want to see wrestling matches. It was a fine thought at first. It was fine. If he did every, like, SummerSlam, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, that'd be fine. But, I mean, people just want to see it. So let's just see what happens first. Roman Reigns might go in and have a nice reign. His reign might suck. We don't know until it happens. But remember, this is what everybody asked for. They wanted a fresh face. They wanted a fresh face. And they wanted a fighting champion. People saying that now, you know, I want somebody who's going to fight on TV. They want all this stuff. So everything you asked for in the past, you finally get. I mean, so, you know, I mean, just make up. I mean, I just think the wrestling community need to make up their mind what they want, you know, because everything they ask for, they end up getting. You know, I mean, all of this is, the door's been made for a lot of these people now. Now you got Seth Rollins. If we had two people in the main event, somebody won John Cena. Everybody's like, we want John Cena out the main event. All right, he's gone out the main event. You got somebody else in the main event. Before, last time, it was Dean Ambrose in the main event. I mean, look at the cup is half full on some of these things. Wasn't just last month Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins in the main event, or Dean Ambrose and who else? Who was it? I don't know.
That was a couple months ago.
A couple of months ago. But, I mean, that was unheard of a couple of years ago. John Cena would have been in the main event no matter what a couple of years ago. He could have been wrestling a broom. He'd have been in the main event. So, I just think just give it a chance and see what's going to happen. I just think just give it a chance and see that. I mean, look, regardless of how that man won, I heard that you know, Rusev won, Johnson. I didn't hear pre-show. I know none of my predictions are probably what I think they're going to be based off of that. You know, those two things right there. So did Ambrose win the championship?
No. Well, let's go over. So the opening match was the six-man tag. Rollins, Kane got the victory on Dolph Ziggler. Randy Orton came out, basically attacked everybody, and then, like I predicted, Rollins was the cowardice heel, and he performed a Sheamus and ran right out of the building. I mean, literally, they followed his ass running right out of the building. Into the late Memphis night. Out there in the streets of Memphis. Let's see here. The match that was a big disappointment.
Cody and Goldust.
Goldust and
Stardust. Giant disappointment.
Big disappointment. But then again, maybe that was done out of design. Because remember what I said during the pre-show. Do not rule out the fact that it will be Dustin versus Stardust at some point. And they did say that Goldust did not hurt Stardust. Of course, Goldust got the victory. Didn't hurt him. And after the match, Cody attacked Goldust backstage. So there's your rematch for WrestleMania, and I think it's very possible, very possible, that it's going to be Dustin Rhodes versus Stardust at the Showcase of the Immortals. Just my opinion.
Or it could be Goldust versus Stardust. Loser takes off the paint.
No, I don't think so. WWE Tag Team titles were on the line in a match that was pretty decent. Saw Tyson Kidd and Cesaro defeat the Usos to become the Tag Team Champions.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good. Triple H came out. not dressed as the COO. No, he came out dressed as the Cerebral Assassin. He came out dressed with his jeans, his t-shirt.
Ready to fight.
He came out ready to fight. Which doesn't make sense why he came out to the King of Kings theme. He should have just come out to, you know, to his old theme song. I don't know. Maybe
he
I'm
came
just
out to the King of Kings song.
Maybe I'm just splitting hairs. I don't know. You know.
Time to play the game.
He should have came out to this.
Time to play the game.
Why did he come out with that?
That lets you know you're ready to fight.
Yeah,
especially he came out with the badass.
But he came out to this.
The King of Kings.
To the authority. But anyways, so he came out.
He came out with the badass jacket and all of that, man.
He came. He cut his little promo. He said that he basically called out Sting, and within seconds, Sting was in the ring.
Very uneventful.
Triple H said that he can continue Sting's legacy by way of the WWE Network, DVDs, merchandise, and an induction to the WWE Hall of Fame. Or does he want to end the legacy now, and he will kick his ass? Sting didn't reply, and Triple H just took it upon himself to start attacking Sting. They brawled for a little bit until Triple H got the upper hand. Triple H went to the outside, getting a sledgehammer. But then when he got back into the ring with his sledgehammer, Sting got his bat and pretty much held Triple H at bay and cornered him into the corner. Triple H, fearing, dropped the sledgehammer, and while Sting had Triple H in the corner with his bat, he pointed to the WrestleMania sign. Essentially, Triple H accepted. So, it's now official. Without Sting saying a word, it will be Triple H versus Sting at WrestleMania.
Not bad.
It was alright. The segment was okay. I was kind of expecting to hear Sting talk, but it looks like they're going looks like they're going the route of Sting not talking. So, you know.
Sting should go over. He should win.
He should win.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
He needs to make up for that. He needs to make up for that, you know,
more than one man.
Yeah,
he needs to make up for that.
They're going to have more than one man. That don't count, Reed. That doesn't count.
Lillian,
how do you count? Whatever. They don't have more than one. Whatever, Reed. They're going to have more than one match, though. Because I don't see, for two reasons. For one reason, I don't see Sting coming all the way in to have this one match just to lose. And at the same time, I don't see Triple H coming in. I don't see them bringing in the WCW guy, as much as they shit on WCW, bringing in the one guy and having him beat, you know what I'm saying, and getting the one up over. I think they might be one and one and then be done.
Like him and Brock.
Sting will win one, Triple H will win one, and then be done. Sting might have his WrestleMania moment, Triple H will get his win back, and they go about their business.
Jesus, I had it on the tip of my tongue now. God damn it. Okay. Lillian Garcia. Lillian, I don't know why you're in the WWE now, and why Justin Roberts doesn't have a job. I don't get it.
What'd she do?
So, two massive botches. And you know what's funny? Both botches happen with the same referee. Remember, during the tag team title match? What was the match that, let me see here. It was during the Golden Stardust match. That the referee didn't count three, but he still called the match. So that referee,
that's some TNA
I don't know.
Shit.
That's gonna be something that's gonna have to be addressed. But anyways, Lillian botched two major like announcements. Like she goes when Tyson Kidd, you know, pinned Jey Uso, and the Usos lost the tag team titles. You know, she goes, "Here are your winners, Tyson Kidd, or here are your winners, and still the new." then there was her opponent from San Diego, California. She is the WWE Women's Champion, Nikki. I'm like, oh, what?
Well, no, I ain't gonna say that. No, I ain't gonna laugh at that. She's right about that.
No. Hey, that's still a botch. It's still a botch.
I don't call it. Nah, man. I ain't calling that
Rage.
A botch.
Rage.
It's no matter what you call it.
It doesn't matter what you call it.
I ain't calling it a botch.
Rage.
I refuse.
Rage. If you, when you worked at Burger King and somebody ordered a Whopper and you gave them, you know, a grilled chicken sandwich, say, well, you know, it's the same thing. No, it's not.
Why you got to bring Burger King into this?
Because, Rage, that's the only way you'll understand.
And that's just like at Mania, if Lillian says, and from, where's Brock Lesnar from?
Minneapolis.
Nebraska, what? Minneapolis, Minnesota, WWF champion?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a botch.
She's going to go, from Minneapolis, Minnesota, weighing 265 pounds, he is the World Wrestling Federation champion.
Oh, come on. Don't crucify Lillian.
I'm
like
not
that.
Crucifying Lillian. One mistake a night is okay, but two mistakes? And noticeable mistakes at that.
Leave her alone.
I only comment because Justin Roberts doesn't have a job. Okay.
Yeah.
And neither does David Penzer, okay? Anyways, moving on. Back to the Divas title match. Well, Nikki got the win after rolling up Paige and grabbing her tights. And we got a replay with the new ring post cameras.
I told you that Total Package was going to win.
So yeah. Intercontinental Championship was on the line. Dean Ambrose was disqualified by referee Dan Engler because, he wouldn't answer the referee to order to stop attacking Wade Barrett. Ambrose continued to attack Barrett after the match, and then he just walked off with the championship.
Mm-hmm. You're doing a giant. He's going to take the belt
in a segment that got everybody's attention. The Druids came out, rolling out the Undertaker's.
My wife got scared.
Rolling out the Undertaker's casket. When the casket opened, we saw Wade Barrett. Bray Wyatt, sorry. Bray Wyatt began to talk about how he saw the Undertaker for the first time and he was scared. But now the Undertaker is nothing more than a mere mortal. And that he's no longer scared of him. And that Bray is now the face of fear. He said that at WrestleMania, he's going to claim the soul of the Undertaker. And that was the end of it. He laid back down in the casket, closed the lid, and the Druids carried him away.
He definitely, he got me with that one. That was nice.
Really, Rage, you really thought Undertaker would show up at Fastlane?
No, I'm not saying, I didn't believe it was Taker, no. But I'm just like wow. Like, Bray did something like this. Wow. Like, I'll give it to him. It was nice. I'll give it to him.
Please, you're not the first one to do that.
Then the United States Championship was on the line. I'll give it to John Cena and Rusev. They did their job. They wrestled a good amount of time. Of course, Rusev came out victorious after Lana got involved in the match, causing a distraction with the referee. Rusev kicked Cena in the nuts, then super kicked him in the face. He put him in the accolade, and Cena could not answer the referee's three count, and therefore the match was over. Rusev declared the winner and still the United States champion.
That was a Ric Flair-esque kick in the balls.
No, Ric Flair does a donkey kick.
Yep.
He does the mule kick.
He kicks backwards.
Then, of course, in the main event, Daniel Bryan against Roman Reigns. And as we know, Roman Reigns came out victorious and will now face Brock Lesnar in the main event at WrestleMania 5 weeks from tonight. Many people feel that Roman wrestled his ass off tonight and proved something, that if he can wrestle against Daniel, he can definitely wrestle against Brock Lesnar. I don't know if I necessarily agree, but I guess only time will tell at this point, right?
No, there's a difference between wrestling and fighting, and Brock fights. He doesn't wrestle, he fights.
You see...
Pretty much.
I don't know. The thing is, I gotta give Roman the benefit of the doubt, and I just have to give the overall situation the benefit of the doubt. Look, there was a man that they called Sting, okay, who was a young upstart, and he came in and wowed everybody. Listen, Sting was never. And I don't know, Tony C and Lee probably could back me up with this. Sting was never the most technically sound wrestler. He
had an it factor.
He was, hold it, Surfer. Okay, I'm talking about skill now.
In the ring,
he was just okay in the ring. It's not that he was lacking or anything like that, but for somebody that, you know, didn't grow up watching wrestling, for those of you that don't know Sting's history, and just, you know, basically fell into the business sort of by accident, you know, he pretty much could hold his own. I mean, he shocked the world, you know, on March 28th, 1988, when he wrestled Ric Flair for 45 minutes at the first Clash of the Champions. And then, of course, a year and a half later, or 2 years later, I should say, he beat Ric Flair for the world title.
And basically, when he fought Flair, he was, like, young and hadn't been around that long as far as the NWA was concerned. And you could make an argument that he wasn't ready. But he
2 years later, he was ready. Not when they put him in there the first time, he wasn't ready to get
spelled. Make that argument.
No, but the point.
But the point
him to being Sting.
But the point is, I'm trying to make here is that, okay, he won the world title in 1990, but not anybody just walked in the door and wrestled 45 minutes with Flair, let alone on live television, you know, on TBS. And, I mean, it just didn't happen.
I understand what you're saying. I kind of feel like
so I don't know what's going to happen now with Roman Reigns.
After this match tonight, I don't think a lot of people expected this match to happen the way it did tonight. And he held his own tonight. He didn't go in there and... But I'm not saying that's the same thing that's going to happen in WrestleMania, because he's in there with somebody who's not... I mean, let's face it, Brock Lesnar don't wrestle like Daniel Bryan wrestles.
Brock Lesnar's a brawler.
He's a brawler now.
No, but he's a brawler, but also Brock is still technically sound.
He is, but is he going to do that?
I don't know.
He's going to have to.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, we don't know what they're calling for in this match. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
and that depends
on paper. Years ago on paper. On paper, a lot of things always look one way, and then when you see it, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. Years ago on paper, somebody had told you years ago, way before WrestleMania, if they told you Brock Lesnar and Goldberg were wrestling, nobody expected that match to happen. Yeah. Nobody was looking at that like, oh, that match is going to be a disaster. Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg is going to be horrible. Everybody wanted to see it.
Well,
and no one knew they were going to get the match that they got.
Out.
it didn't matter. I mean, still, there was expectations were there. It's been people who've been on the way out before, but, I mean, look at Shawn Michaels and HBK. Shawn Michaels, he's known for, I'm not saying he would have, but if he want to fuck with somebody doing a match, he's done it. Look at him and Hogan match.
But you know what?
Look at him and his, I'm saying, so, I mean, just going out the door, I don't think has a, all I'm saying is that, like, again, the thing with
no,
Daniel
no, no,
Bryan
no.
is,
I understand what Tony C's saying, because, okay, Goldberg, terrible wrestler. Brock phoned it in at WrestleMania 20. Brock is very capable of doing it again. The problem here is that Roman wrestled his match tonight, but that doesn't mean Roman's a technically sound performer. Everybody could have
a
good match.
I'm not saying it at all.
But the thing is, if Brock phones it in...
There's a lot of wrestlers who aren't technically... Steve Austin, for example. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who only know him as Stone Cold Steve Austin and only saw him wrestle that way.
Right.
But us that have seen him as Stunning Steve Austin know that he can wrestle if he wants. I mean, he didn't always have to come with the punches and kicks to the corner. I mean, he knew how to do other things.
I think the
and that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not saying Brock doesn't know how to do it, but what Brock are we going to see? Are we going to see, because we haven't seen Brock Lesnar do that yet.
No, but I think the fear is that with Brock on the way out, that Brock will just phone it in. That's the fear.
That's
the issue with Brock Lesnar then. That's their issue with...
If they can't hammer out a deal, they need to get that belt. They need to get him out of that spot because of what happened the last time. If they have any sense, they won't put him in that spot again, knowing that he's capable, or like you say, phoning it in.
Because if Brock phone, if Bro- because
what
here-
did you like the Rock do and say he ain't showing up on Raw the next night?
What was that?
What if he say he ain't gonna show up on Raw the next night?
That's
fine.
At this point, if they pull anybody out of WrestleMania,
it'd be a disaster.
They just made this announcement. They will pay for that shit. If they do any of that crazy stuff, how about Brock Lesnar ain't gonna show up or he ain't gonna be there? It's gonna be an issue.
No, but
why would they pay?
Exactly.
He made his bed, now he gotta sleep in it.
I really think though, normally I would not put control of the match in Brock's hands, but here's a situation where the control of the match has to go to Brock Lesnar. If Brock decides, screw it, it could go down as one of the worst main events in history.
Exactly.
Oh, totally. Brock got to call a match. Brock has to call it. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
And that's a fear right there. That's a fear right there, that if Brock doesn't re-sign, he's just going to say, eh.
I would tell you.
I guess it matters, where is Brock Lesnar's mind at? Is he in a position where he's willing to put somebody over?
I don't think so. Because Brock has only been in business for himself.
Well, I'm just go on record of saying this. If and everybody here been watching wrestling long enough to know, if the match is a flop, or if it is because of that, put the blame on the guy who's put the blame supposed to go on.
Absolutely, it's not Brock.
It's Vince.
It's Vince.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing.
If you go into that match with him not re-signing, knowing what he did the last time, he should go out there and phone it in.
Now, here's the thing.
You couldn't blame him.
Now, here's the thing. It's very possible. They may play off to, we're going to continue to screw with Roman between now and WrestleMania. It would not surprise me if they somehow try to screw Roman again out of his match at WrestleMania.
Really? In double A, I just saw something.
It would not surprise me at this point.
Double A, I hear some stuff in the background.
I don't know. Rage is like ordering Chinese.
I just saw
some
on online.
Sorry about that. I was watching SmackDown. Sorry about that.
Some posters got leaked in Allentown again about Cena having the title.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, at this point,
I don't know if anybody has heard anything about that, but
And here's the reality of things. Roman wins. If Roman wins, this is exactly what's going to happen. Roman wins, and Seth is going to cash in at WrestleMania. That's it. Roman's not leaving WrestleMania.
I don't even know.
With the title.
It might happen at Raw the next night.
I don't think Roman's going to leave him with the title.
Who say Brock Lesnar don't win and Roman and Seth Rollins cash in next night and win?
Well, that's very possible too. But I'm saying that if Roman wins, I don't think he's leaving WrestleMania with the title.
I don't know. They did that same thing with
I don't know.
Well, Seth Rollins got the cash in.
Seth is the top guy right now in WWE. So
Money in the Bank.
July,
yeah.
And before, wasn't it WrestleMania before?
It was WrestleMania
because
before.
Money in the Bank was at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying it's always been, since then, it's always been Money.
It's always been from July to July.
You get a year. Wherever it takes place, you get a year.
You remember it wasn't its own pay-per-view at first.
Yeah.
It was at Mania.
Yeah.
Well,
all I'm saying is, like, the whole thing, and at this point, at one point, I thought Daniel was going to turn. I didn't know if Roman was going to turn, but, you know, I stand by what
it
I said. As far as Daniel Bryan going in there. And it amazes me still, and I said it before, that some of the people who hated Daniel Bryan last year was praying to God that he went this year. I'm like, do you hate the man or do you like the man? Which one is it? I'm talking about the same people who wished injury on the man. Mm-hmm. Now they want Daniel Bryan. I'm glad he injured. I'm tired of seeing him on TV. Now I want him to go to WrestleMania and face Bryan. What is it? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
That's terrible.
I'm just waiting to see what happens. Either way, it seems like that's going to be interesting as far as what's going to happen. But you know what? Even if Seth Rollins cash in or he don't, if they put in a feud with it, it'll still be two people. It'll still be some fresh faces in there. I mean, even Daniel Bryan, because even though he's been chasing forever, he's only been a champion for, a small period of time. But it'll still be, the world title scene will still be somebody besides John Cena, CM Punk, or Randy Orton.
We get blessed with Orton against Seth Rollins.
That's the reason why I don't think Seth Rollins will cash in. Because it'd be real messed up if Seth Rollins did win and then go into a feud with Randy Orton. That's stupid. Yeah.
Go back That's into dumb. A feud. Yeah.
I feel like when Randy Orton come back, I only see him feuding with three. Yep. Okay. Well, who he going to feud with?
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins. So I don't see Seth Rollins winning that championship till after he defeats Randy Orton.
Well, he may defeat him at WrestleMania.
Maybe not even defeat him, but have his little feud with Randy Orton.
He may defeat Randy Orton at WrestleMania, though.
But what he's saying is, if he defeats Orton and then he goes on to win the title, that's automatic. Now Orton is the number one contender type thing, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
not
if he won, okay. Yeah, like if he let him and Orton have finished their stuff, be done with it. Because nobody wants to see Randy Orton get another title shot. It ain't no different than John Cena getting one.
True that.
They was born. I mean, that's the thing. Like, they chain Randy Orton now because, like, what I'm saying? Like, before he left, I remember them chanting him everything. He left the face, right? All right, yeah. So, but let's not forget, they were booing the hell out of Randy Orton these last couple of years, and it wasn't just because he was a heel. I'm going to forget when him and Sheamus was in the ring, and they were chanting for Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
And that's another one, Sheamus. That motherfucker came into the WWE. He came in like, how long was he champion after he beat John Cena?
Close to a year. Close to a year.
Handful of months, yeah.
He won it like twice in a year's time, right?
Yeah, I think it was close to a year though when he won it the first time though.
No, I'm saying like when John Cena fell through that table and John and Shane is back, because that was a shock.
I think it was close to a year, to be honest with you.
He had that championship.
Not straight.
And he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
Right.
When he beat John Cena,
about when he beat him in a table match.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he kept that championship on him. and he was nowhere near ready. I don't think Sheamus, and they need to do something with him if they ever decide to bring him back, because he's
him
another
and
one.
Bryan are going to feud. That's what they say.
Oh, God.
And Sheamus was not on the pay per view, but we got another video package spotlighting his return, which I assume is tomorrow.
Yep. You know. They can't play around WrestleMania now. Because that last week.
They need to announce. They need to start announcing some more Hall of Famers, don't they?
They're going to do it tomorrow. Supposedly two tomorrow. Names are going to be introduced tomorrow. At least that's a report going around.
So they're going to figure
out
who
the
top. What?
Oh, I thought you said Visceral.
No, I said they're going to announce maybe
two
names
tomorrow.
Oh, no.
They ain't going to mention his name no time soon.
They won't.
Not that lawsuit. So, what about yeah, they need a headliner still.
Macho Man.
Macho Man's the headliner.
He's dead. He can't be the headliner.
He's gonna be the headliner. He's gonna be the headliner, guys.
Yep.
Who?
What you mean? Talking like someone alive who's gonna headline?
Yeah, somebody alive.
I don't think so, guys.
Big Sexy. The rumor is Kevin Nash.
They gotta have somebody who will sit up there and give a 35-minute speech.
So Lanny Poffo can talk.
Yeah, but nobody wants to see. I mean, it's cool that he stands up there for his brother, but nobody's gonna remember when Lanny Poffo stood up.
He's sitting up there. He had come out there with makeup on. He even come out there with a scroll or a frisbee.
Scrolling.
Nobody wanna deal with Poffo, that damn frisbee, and his jumping Joey Maggs jacket, or jumping Joey Maggs with his jacket.
I mean, it's sad that they couldn't get him in before he passed,
but that's the way things are.
See, I gotta admit, this ain't the time to do it, but maybe another time y'all can explain to me why there's hold up on having some of these people in. I don't understand why they just can't do it regardless.
I think somebody's. I honestly think the day when Vince is gone. That information is going to come out. I think while he's alive, we're not going to know why that happened.
Cause like, oh, and they can't. Well, they is it like they'll get sued if they try to induct him or something?
No, won't let him. I think that's been settled. But still, it's like, I think there's just so much bad blood at this point that it's just like we're not going to even attempt it right now.
Well, I don't think it's Brett would end. So you like.
Yeah, but Brett is Brett.
I'm saying, had Brett not going in, I would think it'd be the whole family, but I think it's just the wife.
Brett and Stu is in.
Well, Stu is in, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, what is the gain from what is the gain from Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt?
Nothing.
It's just something for
nothing.
It's nothing for both. It's just something for both of them to do. Yeah.
Something to do. So to have all this. So I guess from now on, Undertaker is just like some big dog starting around the house to get a match with. Keep going forward. There's no goal or nothing.
Uh-huh.
It's just a. And I don't know. So all the WrestleMania matches are set. Then so are they set now?
I would assume that they have them set
for the most part.
I mean, as far as we can see, or is it still some stuff that might come out later?
I think more stuff is going to come out, I think the majority of the matches have been set.
Yeah, the upper card.
Is John Cena going to, so he's going to get his rematch?
That's possible.
And
I
he's
think
probably
so.
Going to win there.
Yeah, I mean, he took a straight loss. I don't think he's going to.
That wasn't a straight loss. That wasn't clean. Yeah, it is.
No, it's still. In the books, it's clean.
It's a submission, nonetheless. But I don't know what they got for Cena now. It's gonna be.
Well, you know they always do with those to protect those wrestlers. They always gonna do like they did with Austin. It was like they did with Austin WrestleMania 13.
But I'm gonna tell you this:
he didn't tap out. You knew they were gonna let him tap
out.
He passed out. So.
But the thing I find very interesting that this is gonna be the second WrestleMania in a row. Cena's not in the main event or in any sort of big match picture.
Good.
And that's a good thing. I think we're seeing the beginning of the end of John Cena.
slowing really? Down.
I think so. I think we're there. I think we're slowly seeing the beginning of the end of John Cena. Because if history dictates the future, let's take you back many years ago and how Hulk Hogan was not in the picture of two back-to-back WrestleManias. Now, granted, yes, at WrestleMania 9, he unexpectedly won the WWE title, but forget the fact that that happened. Hulk Hogan was in a unimportant match against Sid at WrestleMania.
Well, he closed the show, though.
You know what? Yeah, but that doesn't mean. And a lot of these guys, right? What makes John Cena different than a lot of these other guys? Hogan didn't get his push until his 30s. With Cena was a pretty young guy.
That has nothing to do with business. It. Nothing to do with it, man.
Yeah, it does.
No, because, it doesn't.
Because
no, it don't.
Yeah, it, no, it does. Doesn't. Age no, it, has a lot to do with it. Because,
no, it doesn't.
It's just a matter of talking about the beginning of a run to an end of a run when it's winding down. That's because, right. I mean, if you talk, you, how do you say that about Hogan when he turned around and went to WCW and pretty much started all over again?
Right, but that was because WCW, you know.
Well, he got over as a face and a heel.
He did all he could do in WWF, so it was time for him to wind down. That's the thing. I mean, I don't think his age had anything to.
He was still pushing 40 when Vince decided, you know, I want to go with younger guys.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Hogan, you want to go with younger guys?
Hogan told
Hogan
Vince
was losing the belt. Savage was winning the championship, and then Flair was winning it.
And Hogan yeah. left. Vince didn't tell that to Hogan. Hogan left. Hogan said, I'm leaving. That's it. I am leaving. I'm done. And he left. Vince wasn't
have
going.
A Hollywood career, that's why.
Well, okay, but
and when he left, at one point when he left, right before he left, like around 93, something like that, he was wrestling over in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As the champion.
And remember that infamous video you can watch on YouTube where he took the WWF Championship and was like, this is just a trinket. It's like an ornament on a Christmas tree. I want the... You remember that one?
Yeah.
When he talked all that trash about the WWF Championship?
H has nothing to do with it, though.
He main evented WrestleMania 8 because that's when the Warrior came back.
Right. And you got to remember, Hogan broke into the business late.
He was young.
No, he didn't. Not as young as John Cena.
Hogan when he got in.
Hogan was probably close to 30 when he broke in.
No, in the 70s? No, he wasn't in his 30s then.
Yes. Hogan broke in I think, 1977, I think, is when he broke in.
No, I think he was in his 20s when he broke in then.
Well, let's find out, shall we? Hulk Hogan broke into the business. He's 61 now. Hogan broke into the business 1977. Hogan was 24. Okay, so you're right, 24, but he didn't hit it
get
big.
Get his push until like, 7 years later.
His 30s, yeah.
Yeah. But Cena, the difference is that it's a different era now, sir. For everybody who gets into the business and gets their big push, they're all in their 20s. There's nobody, with the exception of maybe one or two people, that have actually broken to the business in their 30s and actually got a substantial push. The only one I can think of recent memory is Batista.
That sounded
about right. I think that all that steroid scandal and all that stuff went on, I don't think Hogan would have necessarily, even though, you know, I think Vince eventually decided to go with younger people, but I think Hogan would have been champion a lot longer. I mean, because his run as champion was, I mean, it was a consistent run, and it was for years and years and years. But I think Vince always had, because wasn't there one point where he wanted to replace Hogan with that bodybuilder?
Say that one more time.
Didn't Hogan want to, at one point, he was, yeah, he was saying, he was always thinking about who he was going to have when Hogan was finished. And at one point, it was that, God, he had black curly hair. He was like a bodybuilder. I can't think of his name. And he was going to be the one that was going to take Hogan's spot.
I don't remember. I just know that Luger
take his spot.
Lex Luger was going to be the one.
Take Hogan's spot at one time.
Yeah.
Say it again.
I said Sid was supposed to take his spot at one time.
Oh God!
That was 92.
Is it me or this thing with the Oscars going on past midnight is a bit ridiculous?
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's still, they don't have nothing to do tomorrow, Double A.
I guess.
It's not going
to be off at 11:30.
How many matches that came on tonight are going to be repeat matches at WrestleMania?
I think quite a bit.
Either the Usos are going to get a title match tomorrow night, or they save it for Mania.
Unless we count the Divas match, about three at least. You figured.
Yeah. So are they going to gimmick match it, or are they just going to have rematches?
Well,
are we going to see the Dust Brothers with Dusty Rhodes as a referee, or in somebody's corner, or both people's corner? Street fight.
And then the tag team, unless they come up with a new contender and the Usos like lose the next couple weeks on TV.
They get a rematch.
So they lose. Why did they have the NXT commentator? Well, them dudes up there. Was there an NXT match like on a pre-show or something?
What? Corey Graves tonight? And stuff? They didn't have a match. They're part of the kickoff. Corey Graves does the Raw pre-show.
Okay, no, I'm just curious. I usually don't watch that stuff, you know. The pre-show, I never get a chance to. And I saw him, I was kind of surprised, like, okay.
I was surprised that the New Day wasn't on this pay-per-view somewhere.
I know they're not going to do it. I know they're not going to do it. I know it's not something that's not going to happen, but it'd be cool if they would just get rid of the February pay-per-view, but I know they're not going to do it.
Your dream of a Black History pay-per-view went down the drain.
Yeah, but the primetime players getting back together, so hopefully they may get a Mania payday.
Are they going?
No, they won't. No, they aren't.
Tag team turmoil, and they need to be.
That was a one night thing. Get over it.
No. How you know it's one night, Reed?
It sure looks like a one night thing. Get over it.
How you know?
You'll see.
How you know?
They play their song and everything.
Well, they're not. Why?
Oh, they play the music?
Yep.
When?
Last
they play the music. That sounds like that's more than one night.
Okay.
They need a push, man. It's 34 days to WrestleMania. 5 weeks. They got a whole lot of
feeling. They did that to shut him up then.
Yeah.
Because he was talking that shit on Twitter. He needed to do something. They're not going to have Glad on their case.
Of course
they
not.
They made sure that. I mean, I'm serious. Because he part of him knows that, too.
He got a whole organization behind him.
Because to say what he said, if somebody else had said it, they wouldn't have. Because notice, he wasn't even on TV prior to that, was he?
No, he wasn't.
Nope.
Then he made that comment, and you know, when somebody like him, trust me, people from Glad, they following that dude. And they looking at responses and everything else. And I wouldn't be surprised. Look, that's no different than an employer hiring a pregnant woman. You may not need her, but the chances of not hiring her and her saying the discrimination, and that's what it was. Yeah, for him to say that, and notice how they separated themselves from that when they were like, they made him delete it, but they said that, what was the comment?
Millions of dollars.
With their personal. I didn't know that Rose Wrestlers had personal accounts, too. I thought anything they did represented the company.
I know.
They made it sound like he could say stuff on his own.
Right.
But they can't. They better not stop. But all of a sudden now, that happens, and they putting the team back together, and you know, said he got the music, and did he come out with his brownies?
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh. No.
No?
No.
No.
Well, there'll be no packing.
Double
up.
A.
Harvey.
Who's the, who's the Japanese organization that wants Brock Lesnar? Is that New Japan?
New Japan is he had worked for New Japan before, so
he's their champion.
He was their champion.
I knew that.
Harvey Birdman, attorney at law, just won best picture.
Best picture.
Not that Birdman.
Oh, anyways,
What? Harvey Birdman?
Yep.
Anyways.
You ain't wrong for thinking this, though.
So that's it. I mean, that's the gist of it. I mean, the pay-per-view kind of just... It was flat. Let's just be honest. It was a flat pay-per-view. I really hesitate to say this, but I kind of miss Elimination Chamber because at least Elimination Chamber, you got the two chamber matches or the one chamber match. That the chamber match was exciting because it had certain elements of the waiting game and this and that and the elimination.
Well, you know why they had to take it away? They had to take it away because, number one, that means they would have had a Royal Rumble winner, a Money in the Bank winner, and a Chamber winner as the number one contender.
Yep.
Because, you know, good and well, Brock Lesnar wasn't getting inside. No, I wouldn't be surprised if Elimination Chamber came back next year.
Well, according to them,
they didn't have nothing for Brock Lesnar to do.
According to them, it's hard to hang the chamber in the buildings now.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't do it anymore.
Scoreboard is out of the way.
That's apparently the reason.
Okay, well, you know what? That's fine, but I don't see how they were going to have one this year regardless. Because
I got the solution.
He wasn't going to be in it.
WWE, if you're listening, I got the solution for you. Two words. War Games.
I knew it.
Wait a second. So you would have like a not a tag team war game match, but like a singles.
We need a War Games match. You don't need. I don't think you don't understand a War Games match, Rage.
I can't. I really can't. But
you don't understand a War Games match.
I don't understand it. I watch them, but I still don't understand them.
You can't understand World War III.
So you hold on. I don't understand War Games, but you understand King of the Mountain. Yup.
Exactly. Or Dixieland match.
I don't understand a Dixieland match. Never once have I said that I understood it. Don't even go there. Don't even go there.
Oh, my God. And this guy's got a show that's going to debut tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Never once did I say I understood Dixieland. To this day, I think it's the...
But you said you don't understand War Games, but you understand.
Games. What's the point? Okay, I'm sorry. See, we're gonna have to get into this again. Okay, so two rings, two cages. For what reason?
What's the point of a King of the Mountain? What's the point of a King of the Mountain? Then
that ten.
Surfer, relax. Hold on. Let him explain himself. Go ahead, Sir Rage. Explain yourself.
Like I said, the two rings with the two cages, for what reason?
Okay, I'm going to tell you, Rage.
Because what, one ring can't contain, what, six people?
10 people.
10 people?
At the same time?
So 10 can't contain oh, God. For what?
You want 10 people beating the hell out of each other in a single ring.
Yeah, why not?
That, by the way, that is confined by a cage.
Hence why I like Lethal Lockdown so much, and why you hate it so much.
No, you're sick. Okay, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me. Lethal Lockdown is like a prison fight to me.
No, it's a ripoff of War Games. They can't call it War Games because WWE has the rights to it.
They probably only own one ring.
Actually, that's not necessarily true. They can't own the match.
They own the name.
They own maybe the name they own, but not the match. But I don't even think they would own the name either. But anyways, regardless,
that's the same thing. Two teams, each.
No, but it's still a different match. It's still a different match because a War Games match is a War Games match. End of story. You cannot compare a War Games match to anything else.
And it's two matches in one because first you have the War Games, then you have the Match Beyond.
No.
Yeah.
The Match Beyond is War Games.
What I'm saying.
Match Beyond.
Once all people in it, okay, War Games, right? Neither team can win until all 10 people are in the ring,
right?
And then that becomes the Match Beyond.
No,
which
War Games is the Match Beyond.
That was the tagline.
That was the tagline.
No, it was considered both.
No, you're gonna argue with somebody that's an expert in this.
You're an expert?
I'm an expert in this field. I am an just like you're an expert in Bruno, I'm an expert in this.
Yeah, but the thing about you can't win the war games until all 10.
But that doesn't mean that when all 10 people, it's an entirely different match. It's not. It's War Games, The Match Beyond. That's the name of the match.
That's when The Match Beyond begins. When
no,
all 10
it does not.
Hey, double A, don't worry about it, double A, because, you know, it's the Royal Rumble match, but then once the 30th man goes in, then it becomes
a battle royal.
A different match.
No.
It becomes a battle royal. It's different then.
It's about the Royal Rumble.
Surfer. I'm going to kill the argument right now. It says, NWA's Great American Bash 1987 tour, where it was known as the War Games Match Beyond.
There you go. End of story. Thank you.
I think they should go back to that. Put all 30 in the ring. Don't have them come out one by one. Put all 30 of them in the ring.
Then it's not the Royal Rumble Rage, it's the Battle Royal.
The Battle Royal Rage.
Oh, there's a difference between a Battle Royal and a Royal Rumble to me.
There's a big difference.
Big difference. Battle Royal is just...
I said there was a difference.
Then why did you open your mouth?
So why do you... want to me, you don't want a Royal Rumble. You don't want a Royal Rumble anymore. You want a Battle Royal. Is that what you're saying?
I think either or, whether they come out one by one or, you know, all of them at the same time, there's no difference.
No, it'll lose this whole thing of guessing. I mean, okay, all these returns and stuff that everybody want to see, if all those people just already stand in the ring, do you think it would be as exciting?
The difference in a Royal Rumble and a Battle Royal, with a Battle Royal, when everybody starts in the ring at the same time, you get a quicker match, and with the Royal Rumble, you get somebody that go in first and second. They can be in there for more than an hour. You don't get that with a regular Battle Royal. That's like a regular 20-minute match at best.
Wayne don't know what he wants. He's that person I was talking about earlier. He don't know what he wants. You'll see if they did something like that. He's like, this is stupid. They need to turn it back the old way. Then when it's the way it is now, we need something new.
God, the
don't compare me to these IWC asswipes. Don't compare me to them.
You're an example of them.
Yeah, all right.
You acting like...
I ain't nothing like those bad.
Oh, yes, you
first
are,
first Fall Brawl was 1993. There we go. Fall Brawl War Game. Rest of them were at, like, Wrestle...
Yes,
War.
You are, Rage. You know how I know you are?
No, I'm not.
How? Because I guarantee, okay... That when, because you text me, when did you text me? And I woke up and saw this text. And you said, "It's cool, Bray wants to wrestle the Undertaker." Rage.
So you took it as me being excited for it? I'm not looking forward to that.
Why would you? Why don't
even want it? Because I was just telling you. I love it.
Rage, because anybody who's been watching knows that already. Why would you text me that?
Because you act like you didn't know he was talking to the Undertaker.
You know why?
Why?
Because
I guarantee, he's going to lie.
I don't pay attention to what Bray Wyatt said. Go ahead, Lee.
Wait a minute. He's going to lie on this one. He's going to lie. Let's see if he admits
it. Yes.
Because you thought that the Undertaker was going to show up tonight. You thought Undertaker was
going to show up tonight. No, I did not, Lee. What are you talking about? No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I know for a fact the Undertaker wasn't going to show up tonight. Now Bray pulled a very good one by doing, you know, the Undertaker's entrance and whatnot. But I knew damn well the Undertaker wasn't coming out.
No,
come on now.
Rick,
no, it wasn't. No, it
didn't. Somebody,
somebody check his social media. I guarantee he probably got something on there. Oh, my God, Undertaker.
Hold on.
Please look at my Twitter right now. Please look at it.
Wait, that's your first time seeing somebody do that to the Undertaker?
No.
So why is it that...
But it was nearly convincing is what I'm saying. It was almost
convincing. No, it was not.
wasn't. Everybody knew it was not going to be done.
Crying out loud. Nothing was convincing. No, there should have been nobody except a child. Any grown person should have known that was not undertaken.
Okay. We're gonna hear
Mr. Double A expert, sir. I need to read this to you, so
read it to
me. Don't think I'm crazy.
You are. Crazy.
This is the explanation for the war game. It says once all 8 or 10 men, depending on the what was referred to as the match beyond began. Okay, I didn't make
that. You read that from Wikipedia, did you?
You read it from Wikipedia. Listen, the match itself is called the war. The match itself is the match beyond. But anyways, I'm reading this. Now, of course, you know, there's only the War Games matches that we know of that happen on television or on pay-per-view or whatever. But then, of course, there's all the other War Games matches that happen at live events that were never televised. Listen to this. And I'm reading these for the first time, and I'm not sure if Lee is aware of any of this. Let me see here. I just found one, and I'm trying to find it again. Okay. Long Island, New York, November 25th, 1987. So this sounds like it's around Thanksgiving. A War Games match took place with Ron Garvin, Dusty Rhodes, Barry Windham, and the Rock and Roll Express against the Midnight Express, Big Bubba, Arn and Tully Blanchard.
How many is it? Quite a few. You know, we talked about the Double A off air one time because we were talking about how
I would have loved to have seen
some of
them. They must
have been running those matches, like, you know, at house shows and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, look, we've got here. We got another one. A lot of them involve Sting. A lot of them are involving Sting here. Sting. It was Sting, Lex Luger, the Road Warriors, and Nikita Koloff defeated the Four Horsemen. When Sting, this was July 15th, 1988 in Richmond, when Sting made J.J. Dillon submit to the Scorpion Deathlock.
Yep.
Here's an interesting combination. Dusty Rhodes, Nikita Koloff, Lex Luger, Steve Williams, and Paul Ellering defeated the Four Horsemen. I found one here that's pretty interesting.
That's kind of strange that Paul Ellen would be in the match without the Road Warriors.
This was in the Meadowlands, July 3rd, 1991. Sting, Lex Luger, the Yellow Dog, and El Gigante defeated Barry Windham, Nikita Koloff, Kevin Sullivan, and the One Man Gang. I'm trying to think of all the... Oh, listen to this one. Atlanta, Georgia at the Omni. The Road Warriors, the Midnight Express, and Steve Williams defeated the Fabulous Freebirds and the Samoan SWAT team.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the Fall Brawls pretty much happened on pay-per-view.
Including that great one in 95 with the Hulkamaniacs against the Dungeon of Doom.
Unbelievable.
I think Vince just don't want to use it because he didn't come up with it.
When you look here at all the people that have been in War Games, man, Cactus Jack, the Z-Man.
Buff Bagwell.
But well, Buff Bagwell was in a televised one.
Dusty.
El Gigante, the Steiners. Oh, no, that one we
Dusty
know about.
Created
that
it.
Happened.
He used Dusty Great American Bash. Yeah. He could use it if he wanted.
That's unbelievable. Anyways,
Sting Squadron.
Let's talk about this network because I got to tell you, folks, a lot of interesting things are going on here on this network over the course of the next couple of months. But especially, let's talk about what's happening tomorrow night. Well, let me do this. The next time we'll be bringing you pay-per-view coverage will be a week from tonight, Sunday, March 1st, with ROH's 13th anniversary special. It'll be hosted by Phil Rea and Dave Powers. They'll be running down the card and giving you their predictions on the big event from Las Vegas. Should be a very interesting night, so definitely tune in. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. right here on Rant EM Radio, and of course, live chat following and a post show when the pay-per-view goes off the air. But tomorrow night, my goodness, tomorrow night. Our Monday night programming premieres here on Rant AM Radio, and it all starts at 7 p.m. with the debut of That Awful Podcast with Will Sweeney. That's at 7 p.m. Then following Monday Night Raw, live, I said live, at 11:15, well, it's Lee, it's Rage, and it's Freaks and Effin' Geeks. Live, I said, 11:15, tomorrow night, here on Rant EM Radio. Then, of course, the rest of the programming, Tuesday night, The Rant, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. for you people in the UK. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Wednesday night, live at 9 p.m. The Rexplex, Thursday night at 7, followed by Rant and Wrestling at 9. The Wrestling Call-In Show, live every Saturday night at 11 p.m. Then on Sunday, the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show, live at 5 p.m. And it only gets bigger, folks. It only gets bigger because coming up March 19th, a very special live edition of Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. Then, Thursday night, March 26th, our WrestleMania weekend kicks off here on Rant AM Radio. We will have four straight days of original programming, and it's going to be mammoth. Mammoth. The biggest undertaking that this network has ever done. And it all kicks off Thursday, March 26th at 9 p.m. right here on Rant EM Radio. Any final thoughts?
Double A?
Yes.
What about that trap door from War Games 98?
Well, that's the reason why Bulldog broke his back.
Oh, man. Poor.
Ended his life, right?
It is pretty much.
Pain pills. That's why they won't bring back War Games, because of trap door. But
you don't need a trap door for War Games.
I know, Surf, I was being facetious. Oh. Come on.
Talk about trap doors. How many times did Kane come through the ring?
I don't remember. A couple times. So did The Undertaker.
Right. So, yeah. You know, they're not against trap doors.
I'm still laughing because Rage didn't know Bray Wyatt was talking to The Undertaker.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I didn't. I really didn't. I didn't.
It's going to be very interesting. Tomorrow night, it's going to be very interesting.
Then I wouldn't pay attention to anything that happens on Raw, because that's how boring Raw is.
Tomorrow night, the most important Raw of the year is tomorrow night. So you definitely want to tune into the USA Network at 8 p.m. to see what happens, the fallout from Fastlane and the build to WrestleMania. Officially,
Triple H had a Nikita look about him tonight with that hair. That haircut. He was just missing that chain around his neck.
He took one of the worst beatings ever in the War Games.
I don't know what Matt's talking about. People missed out on the Jake and Sweaty show. I don't know what you're talking about. We haven't done one of those shows in a long time. Anyways. And I'm going to talk about my trip to SmackDown with those two clowns.
What's the cage called at Uncensored 96?
What is it?
The Doomsday Cage.
The Doomsday, Doomsday Cage, something like that.
Something like that. All right, everybody, don't forget, tomorrow, big night. All starts 7 p.m. That Awful Podcast, Freaks and Effin' Geeks, live at 11:15. Please join us. This place, it's only getting bigger and better every single day. Next Sunday, ROH 13th anniversary special, or 13th anniversary pay-per-view coverage, I should say. So until then, I want to thank everybody who joined us tonight for the last 5.5 hours. For tuning in and listening. And of course, I want to thank my panel of experts, Mr. Lee Champion, Rage. Well, you're not an expert, Rage, but.
Yeah, Rage. I am an expert. Yes, I am.
An expert
am
in an what? Expert. An expert in what?
I am an expert.
An expert in what?
And I'm an expert in TNA. Just like you're an expert in WCW.
No, Rage.
You're right, sir.
Rage, let me tell you something.
Here we
the
go.
Day, the day that you can call yourself an expert at anything.
I am an expert.
Is the day I win the lottery, and I've been playing the lottery for a long time.
Oh my God!
All right.
Okay, that shows how much you believe in me, sir. Whatever.
You got a lot to learn, kiddo. All
right. Whatever.
A lot to learn.
All right. Sir. Okay. Whatever.
Anybody who comes on here and says that they don't understand the simple premise of a War Games match doesn't understand the industry.
It's two giant rings with two cages. Why is all of that needed? But I digress. But I totally digress.
Rage. Even with a battle royal and you got 30 guys in the ring, they're throwing each other out, so you clear out the ring after a while. When you got 10 guys in a ring with no maneuvering room, how are you going to wrestle that way?
Well, why do you need two cages and two rings, though?
Because there's 10 guys.
Manager's out.
There are 10 guys, Rage. 10. Not 3. 10.
10 guys.
10. How the hell are you going to have 10 people doing things in one ring with a cage?
It's easy. Watch Lockdown.
And that's why it's a cluster.
And Rage, if I'm not mistaken, the Lethal Lockdown, they got a cage that, number one, is elevated. That is, you know, the in terms of elevate, like it's higher up. The roof is domed, I believe.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
A regular cage match is just a 10-foot cage around the ring.
Surrounding the ring.
Surround the ring, and that's it. And then they put a top on it. So there's no room to go up, unlike Lethal Lockdown.
Okay.
So there you go. There's your extra room needed in Lethal Lockdown. Otherwise, okay, we wouldn't be having this conversation, goofball.
Okay. Okay. All right, I'll leave you to your fandom. Okay.
There is no fandom. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you exactly how it is.
World War III. That is a giant clusterfuck. But again,
no,
we'll
not
talk about this some other time.
It is not. It's not a giant. The difference.
Three rings with 60 guys. Really, how is any commentator supposed to follow that?
Very simple. They did it. They did it easily. And let me tell you something, Ray.
They did it easily. Yeah, because there were six of them.
Not all the time. And let me tell you something, Rage. The problem is you don't know anything about the history of the business. You say a lot of shit, but you don't have the information to back up what you're saying. Did you know that the Battle Royal, okay, the infamous Battle Royal, the Battle Royal that everybody in this world loves, originated with two rings, not one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, you knew that.
Now you're
Rage.
Telling me that. Okay. That's interesting to know.
Okay. So, you know, before you open your mouth and you start to spew a whole bunch of sputum.
But why, again, whatever. I get
okay,
it.
So it's
I,
not...
I,
it's not.
I don't get it.
And
I,
believe
I'm never
me,
gonna get it.
WCW is not the first one to do a three-ring battle royal. Okay?
I'm just never going to get it. I don't feel like it's necessary. If you're going to have 10 guys, you have 10 guys.
It's not a tag match, Rage.
It's not...
Rage only gets the matches that he was around to watch and witness. He doesn't.
I wasn't around to watch.
What do you mean?
As I'm watching now, I still don't get it.
I'm saying what you see now, you get. What you didn't see before, you don't get.
Rage, if it's a 10-man tag, that's totally different. You can have that in one ring.
But you have 10 people
brawling.
But
when you have 10 people in the ring at one time, you cannot have.
You had 10 people in the. You had a 10 people singles match for War Games, right?
No, it's no.
It's a 10-man tag, but there's no tagging
two
in and out.
Teams of five. That's all it is. Two teams of five.
Okay. I understand that.
But
I understand
no
that.
Tag.
There's no tagging
okay,
in and out.
And I get that too.
Okay. So you need the space to work the match. Rage. Here's something that you probably don't know, okay? That not all wrestling promotions use the same size ring. You look at a WWE ring, and they are the biggest wrestling ring probably on the planet. They use a 20 by 20 ring. WCW, for years, and I'm assuming that they always had it this way, use a 16 by 16. That's 4 feet smaller than a WWE ring.
And that can't contain 10 guys?
No!
Oh, not with constipation. No!
I digress.
That's the size of a regular boxing ring, right?
Who, WWE? I think they use like a regulation boxing ring.
WCW is a regular regulation boxing ring.
No, I think WWE does.
Oh, okay.
Somebody go to throw a punch, they're knocking into the guy behind them because all of us are in here together. How are we gonna move, Rage? How are all 10 people gonna move around in one ring?
Ridiculous.
At the same time.
How are all 10 people gonna move around in the ring? I'm gonna give you the same answer I gave last time. Watch Lethal Lockdown.
Okay, and I just told you that there's space going up. And a lot of the stuff happens elevated.
Okay,
there's no space in a. There's no space going up in a War Games match.
Nope.
What do you want, Rage? If the space isn't there, where do you want them to go?
Because you can't.
I just feel like two rings is a bit much. That's it.
Whatever, Rage.
I just feel like it's a bit much.
And you know what? Doing a backwards ladder match it is a backwards ladder match. King of the Mountain doesn't make sense to me, okay? And it doesn't make sense to most wrestling fans. It only makes sense to morons and people who smoke a lot of pot.
Whatever.
You don't
even like TNA.
Doesn't matter. I understand, I know enough to know that that match is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard of.
Exactly. I know Lee's gonna end up cussing you out on this show.
Jesus,
he can curse me out if he wants to.
God, say some crazy stuff sometimes.
I don't even know why you have the WWE Network, Rage, because you don't understand 90% of the shit that's on there.
Oh, I understand the plenty of shit that's
no,
on
you
here.
Don't.
It's just
you
it's
don't.
Just
Why
that it's just that it's just
job.
Those it's just that two those two that two fucking things I don't understand.
You just that's praised it. Bray Wyatt for something Shawn Michaels did back in January of 1997.
Yeah, but he pulled it off very well. So did Shawn
way.
Michaels. I'm giving them praise for that. Ay ay ay. Alright. Ay ay ay.
It's the same thing.
Okay, wait a second. I remember Shawn Michaels didn't go to... It was, okay, maybe it was the same thing in your eyes, but Shawn Michaels didn't go to that extent that Bray did. Get out of here. No, he didn't.
Am I lying, Double A?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
The casket and everything did the same thing. Everybody was supposed to think it was Undertaker. He did it on the Raw.
This ain't the first person to come out in the casket and everything.
That's what I was just saying. And that's one example. Punk did the same thing.
But if you're going to sit here and say, if you're going to sit here and say that I thought Undertaker was going to show up tonight, you're sadly, horribly mistaken.
Hell, you couldn't have thought he was going to show up because you didn't know he was talking
you
to
are
Undertaker.
Sadly, sadly, horribly mistaken. And you're right, I didn't know who Bray was talking to. But then again,
exactly.
I didn't. But then again, nor was I listening.
But you're supposed to be a broadcast journalist on this network.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be a broadcast journalist. But you know what? There's a time when I'd rather watch anything else. When I'd rather watch anything than Raw.
Because
that's how dull. That is how dull Raw is. I am contributing, but still.
How?
We have to
talk about.
But you know what? At some point, you have to be realistic, is what I'm saying.
Lord Jesus.
At some point, you have to be realistic.
Lee, I commend you.
For having the patience to put up with him every week going forward.
This is my Lord.
Anyways.
In shenanigans.
We'll talk to everybody tomorrow night with a very interesting Monday night here on Rant EM Radio. Have a good night, everybody.
You asked for it.
Hold on. I did not ask for it. If I remember correctly, somebody came to me and said, hey, Double A, I'd like to do a show on Monday nights.
No. That's not what I was saying.
Whatever. Anyways, good night, everybody.
Wanna live faster. I got what you asked for. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. You ain't that shy, baby. Don't be acting bashful. Hands all in it like I'm picking out a raffle.